very good to see you on this very special day, and it's a day which is full of hope and expectation. It was 2,000 years ago, and it still is today, because we want to celebrate the Saviour's birth, the Saviour of the world in which we live. And he was the greatest gift that God could give to mankind, to humankind. We all needed this gift. Some of us don't recognise it, and some of us still leave our presents under the tree. Has anyone left their presents under the tree so far? Any presents already opened?
Yes.
Oh, I want to know what you've had, and they do too. So here we go. What did you?
Nerf thing.
A nerf thing.
I don't know what a nerf thing is. Thank you. Did you have anything yet?
Yeah. This bracelet thing.
A bracelet thing. I had a thing too. Did anyone else have things? Did you have things?
No. I had a GoPro.
A gopher?
Yeah, a GoPro.
Oh. I'm a gopher. You're a gopher. Anybody else want to tell me what... Did you have any presents today? No. I bet you did. Okay. Anyone over there have any presents? Oh, hello. Did you have a present today? Oh.
Chocolates.
Yum. Does anyone else confess to that? Oh, yes.
A beanie.
A beanie. Oh, that's very, very now.
What does it say?
It says Ancient Mariner.
Are you pleased about that?
Flattered by my son. I'm so delighted.
Oh, dear. We get all sorts of presents, don't we? And I know that my kids, they always were concerned about the question about socks and sandals. Should you wear socks with sandals, men? So to get around that last year, they bought me this one. Sandals printed on socks, just to get around it. How nice was that? Lovely. Yeah. And I'm not sure to do this one, but this one came from someone who'd been to a holy site somewhere, and you can get holy toast. So this is a little thing that you press into the bread, and then you toast it, and you get an image of the mother of Jesus. How about that? So there you go. All sorts of things going around there. But do you know the greatest gift of all is Jesus Christ himself? And receiving that gift... is quite simple, really, but something that we all need to do for ourselves. Because Christmas is about, yes, God giving us a present, the gift of his son, Jesus Christ, but it's also about his presence as well. So it's presents that we receive, and presence that God is actually with us each and every day of our lives, not just on the day that we say yes to him, but actually all the time. So I've got another gift here, which needs unwrapping. And I really would like a child to help me unwrap this. Oh, well done. This is a very precious gift, so it's got to be done very carefully. Yeah. So are you a slow unwrapper, or are you a... Would you do it over there so it doesn't fall? And the lid's the other end, by the feel of it. So, yeah, okay, turn it over that way. Okay. Oh. There. Gently open the box. Oh, who's in there? What do you think? He's very fragile, this one. He's very old. Do you know who that is? Yeah, it is. That's our Lord Jesus. So he needs to be taken to the crib. So does any other children want to come to the crib with me? No. Okay. Does anybody want to come with me? It always helps me out. Ooh. So he's safely in place now. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Very interesting, though, isn't it, that Mary and Joseph had nowhere to lay their heads, nowhere for Jesus to be born, but a stable. Thank you very much. And it kind of speaks very much, doesn't it, of the God who in Jesus wanted to identify with other human beings. Not everyone will know this, but for a long time we had someone sleeping in their car in our car park for 6 to 9 months. That's a long time. We knew him as Sean, and he's now, thanks be to God, he's in a hostel in Truro. And we do continue to pray for him. He used to come to church regularly and become part of this family. But for that period of time, it was his choice to live in that way. But now he's happily settled where he is. Sadly, unfortunately, someone's broke into his car and windows are smashed. And that's really sad, isn't it? And it kind of just makes you feel what's going on here. So we continue to pray for him. Well, I think the gift of Jesus reminds us that he came to be a human being in circumstances like our friend was in, like many other people in our country and that are homeless, and people are trying to do something about that. And so being born in a stable may not seem great, but it just actually reveals something of God's knowledge for, you know, the humankind, really, the way we are, that we need as much help as we can get. And it's something to praise God for, that he is with us every step of the journey. So first we receive the greatest gift of all, which is Jesus Christ, born on Christmas Day. But we need to allow him to be born into our lives. We need to make our hearts a Bethlehem, a place of being and living for him. So say yes to him. And then we are mindful that his presence is with us each and every day of our lives, which is a wonderful thing. So actually the manger was a place to be, and it's, you know, throughout the country, throughout the world, mangers are set up in this particular way, and cribs, to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And we're going to sing this song. There's a few actions which you may or may not want to do, but anyway, I shall ask you to do them. If you'd like to stand, this is a little song that I'll sing to you first, and then we'll try to sing. So there's a bit here.
The manger was the place to be. The shepherds cried out, glory be. This little boy is God's own son. What an awesome thing the Father's done.
Have you got that?
The manger was the place to be. The shepherds cried out, glory be. This little boy is God's own son. What an awesome thing the Father's done. He's blessed us all with peace and joy, all through this little baby boy. Come, let's run to the manger too. Let's run there now, me and you.
There's a bit of running to be going on in the spot. We'll do this through again in a moment.
Let's kneel and praise God, should we say, to Jesus Christ born here today. Let's all say thanks for coming to earth, for bringing hope through your wonderful birth. Amen, 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 amen.
So there's a bit for you to do, running on the spot. High five when we get to saying thank you for coming to this earth all around.
The manger was the place to be. The shepherds cried out, glory be. This little boy is God's own son. An awesome thing the Father's done. He's blessed us all with peace and joy. All through to the baby boy. Come run to the manger too. Let's run there now. Let's kneel and praise, what should we say, to Jesus Christ born here today. To say thanks for coming to earth, or for bringing us to your wonderful birth. Amen, 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 amen,
amen. I'd like to sit now for just a moment as we reflect upon what God has done in Jesus Christ.